Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to listen and ask follow-up questions that allow people to discover what it is they really want to become, their future self. So I am super excited to introduce Gary Wilkin. Now, Gary is the founder of My Retirement Mission, where he works with retirement aged professionals who have figured out the money part of their retirement, but not the living part. Now, don't worry, Gary is not a financial advisor. He's a life advisor. So whether his clients have yet to retire or have just retired, Gary helps them clarify what they want their post-corporate life to look like. He then guides them through a simple three-step process to develop a clear, sustainable path to bring that vision to life. Now, the key result is that his clients can enthusiastically answer the question, "So what's next?" All right, well, welcome, Gary. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people who are ready to retire, create lives that are filled with living and create lives that they love. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, this has been a really fun journey for me too, and that I was patient zero in this process and learning how to make this work and how it works for me. And then, you know, being able to see my purpose and sharing with others how they can have the same fun feeling.
Yeah. So you walk and you talk. So Gary, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to become a life advisor?
Well, it tracks back to a snowy morning up in Minnesota, I think back in November of 2018. I needed to go downtown for a face-to-face meeting I was facilitating. And this is obviously pre-Zoom days. And it was going to take over 2 hours to get there. And so I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I ask myself, yeah, do you really want to do this? And I realized I was not talking about just today's meeting, but this, you know, overall. Mm-hmm. And I surprised myself. I said, no. And so my journey to discovering my post-corporate life really began because, you know, I'd been doing this technology thing for nearly 40 years, and I had to use a calculator to figure that out. And
hold that against you, Gary.
Okay, at least I didn't get my slide rule out. So I have had a wonderful career, you know, solving a huge variety of business and technical problems, you know, in large corporations and government and small businesses. But as I stood there again, you know, I'm not a narcissist. I don't always just stand looking in the mirror. But as I stood there looking at myself in the mirror, you know, I felt grateful for my corporate career, but I knew I had a different race to run. I had a different set of gifts to use, and I wanted to really impact people's lives, not just solve business or technical problems. And so at that point, I set out to figure out exactly how I was going to do that now that I was all grown up.
Yeah, well, I love that. It took this big, you know, well, maybe it wasn't big. It was a snowstorm, right, in Minnesota. So let's just suffice to say it's slippery roads and getting the car all de-iced and walking across treacherous paths. And it's not this one day, but it was like, okay, this is Groundhog Day. This is over and over and over. Maybe a different, you know, setting, but whatnot. You just realize that you're not in it anymore. Your heart wasn't there. You know, it was good work and you'd done good work, but that was the point that you realized, the lights really aren't on. And I love that, that you really kind of did this questioning yourself is what your zone of genius is, you know, ask those questions that help others really get to the essence of what their happiness is all about. So that's where you started this journey, doing that for yourself.
That's correct.
Yeah. And now I know you said that was 2018, but how long have you had your own practice and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Well, yeah. And so let's fast forward from November 2018 to May of 2019, you know, what, 5-6 months there. Mm-hmm. I just turned in my resignation.
Ah.
And we bought a house, we sold a house, and we moved out of state. And it was like,
oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. It's like, thank goodness, I don't remember a thing about that time frame.
Right. But
we woke up and here we are.
Yeah,
and
you made it.
And so, you know, we got down here and we got settled into the new place. And I have to admit, I cheated. I briefly tried a tech-based adventure, but I realized that while I was really good at it, I didn't really love it. And so that was a really good lesson for me to learn, is that just because you can doesn't mean you should if it's not really where you are. And that was kind of a reminder. That's why I was leaving what I was doing, is because I wanted to try this other race. Mm-hmm. And so I went back to the mirror, you know, and like that snowy morning. And I asked myself again, I says, what do you really want to do? You know, and so I spent some time reading and journaling and reflecting on my career and imagining what I wanted my future self to be like. Mm-hmm. And I also spent time talking to other folks that were on their own post-corporate journey life. I don't like to call it retirement. You know, it's
right.
You know, what do I do after corporate life?
Yeah.
And as we talked and as I studied, you know, I found a common thread through all this. And, you know, when we leave a longtime career, you know, to varying degrees, we really suffer a loss in three things. And that's a loss of identity, a loss of confidence, and a loss of structure, you know, both from a schedule and a social circle perspective. And the loss of those things, I realized that when we leave our corporate shell, we're now responsible to shape those three areas.
Right.
And so as I look back at those conversations with my travelers, I started to see a real disturbing thing, you know, the difference between what happened to people's quality of life if they stood up and took responsibility for their own post-corporate identity, or they just floated along, winging it day in, day out, what I like to call alarm clock lotto. And this really came to clarity, this last point, this loss of structure. I was having a chat with one of my ping pong buddies, and he had been retired about 4 or 5 months at the time, and he was complaining, he was bored. You know, he said something like, I've done all the projects around the house. I've cleaned out the garage like 17 times.
The honey-do list is...
Oh, yeah. All the honey-do lists, everything. And I swear if I have to watch another Netflix show, I'm going to go nuts. Mm. And, you know, and just, then it really came. It says, how do you take time off or relax if you never do anything? And so this is where I said, well, you know, what I've been doing, and this is what I challenged him to do, is consider setting up a morning routine. Doesn't have to be fancy, but something to focus on your mind, body, and spirit. You know, maybe 30, 60, 90 minutes of reading and thinking and writing and exercise that can do wonders. Then the rest of your time is free, and it's guilt-free free time. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things I really focus on with my clients is really having that balance of enough structure to make it fun, not another job, but then spontaneous time. So there's that balance. Mm-hmm. And it was these conversations that really led to, you know, to the birth of my retirement mission.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So you retired and you dabbled a little bit in what you thought was the deal, but it turned out to be just what you were doing under disguise. And then kind of retrospectively or introspectively, I guess is the actual word, introspectively realized what it is that aligns that, you know, that zone of genius for you with a vision to make a big difference for others, and realizing that, you know what, you're not alone and wondering what the heck to do after corporate, you know, where you've given the solid dedication and loyalty for many years, but it's not like it's all over. So yeah, I love the three step of shoring things up as far as identity, confidence, and structure. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
I think I want to step back a little bit about the migration there. You know, I really focused on starting on, you know, when we talk about getting things set up, you know, really focusing one-on-one and really working with them to take ownership by getting clear on their purpose and identifying skills and mindsets and networks, you know, to fulfill their purpose and taking small, consistent actions. And that's been really helpful. But in the recent weeks, even, you know, maybe a few months, I started to realize that while helping people, you know, take that personal responsibility for the growth, there were two things missing. And there's community and accountability. And, you know, I'm seeing, especially as we're coming out of this kind of this forced isolation and, you know, from, you know, the pandemic and how much we miss this interpersonal relationship, the value of community is huge. And, you know, not just for sharing war stories, but interacting with other folks about their challenges and victories and being in an accountability relationship that ensures them to take consistent action. And so that's where I'm growing my business now is to help develop a safe space where these seasoned professionals can safely say, I don't know what's next for me. And so, but during that time, you just asked, you know, challenges and roadblocks. Well, of course, there's challenges and roadblocks. It's life, right?
There are those, regardless, I think, of what we choose to do. Even, you know, working in the corporate world, there were those. But it's funny how when you jump into business on your own, well, it seems like those roadblocks and challenges seem to come either a little bit more frequently or they're a little bit larger.
Yeah. And that really was the essence of the first major obstacle I had to come from. You know, I had to overcome this transition from what I call employee to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're employee, there's, again, we said there's this structure of what do you do for a living? What project are you working on? Who do you work with? What's your schedule? And all of a sudden, I own that. And so, you know, the entrepreneurial mindset is much different than a corporate employee. And that, you know, I had to work on a lot of areas on that. And the other one is, of course, you know, we couldn't go with, you know, entire podcast without saying classic imposter syndrome, right?
And there is that.
And just continuing to work through this and, you know, work through some simple self-care routines. But yeah, those were a couple of the major challenges that I had to really focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, understandable. Especially, you didn't really share how many years you had been in corporate, but it sounds like quite a considerable length of time in your, you know, technical role. So, can you share maybe a technique that you utilized yourself as far as being able to get that entrepreneurial mindset more engaged, you know, and carry beyond that, you know, seeing yourself within a much bigger picture, but yet one entity, to now being everything?
Yeah. So I just had to get a bigger head because all those hats wouldn't fit before.
Or a bigger hat rack, one of the two.
Yeah, a bigger hat rack. I think, you know, one of the things I've worked on, yeah, I've noticed, and even when I was working remotely while I was still in corporate, you know, and I think, what did I say, 39 years or so for that.
Okay. Time period. Yeah, no, you didn't share that, but now we know, 39 years. Yeah, that's impressive.
Okay, crap. Didn't know that.
Or maybe you did. Yes, you said 40, because that's when I gave you a hard time about using your calculator.
Yeah, that's right. In the calculator. Okay. Yeah. And so I think the employee to me thing is that there's a big difference in thinking about and worrying about my business. And that's not the same as actually working on and building my business. Mm. And sometimes I could overestimate the amount of time I thought I was actually working on my business, or actually in my business, but I was actually just sitting there stewing about stuff. Mm. And so my technique is actually laughably simple. I just got out a little calendar and kind of created a little timesheet to help me write down exactly how long I was working. I mean, not down to the 15 minutes, another timesheet, but to be objectively clear about, okay, I worked on this from 8 a.m. to 9:30. Mm-hmm. And then I went off and did some other things. And so when I could look in retrospect, I say, I had a good day. I spent 90 minutes doing this and another 60 minutes doing that. And then I went and played ping pong. and so I think that's a key thing, you know, especially as we blur the lines between home and work, mm-hmm. to understand when I'm at work and when I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. The boundary. And also just, it sounds like you became your own boss in a good way. Right. So the accountability and, you know, the structure component. So, yeah, well, thank you for sharing that technique that I know for a lot of people, they struggle with that boundary of, well, you know, am I actually getting anything done? I've sat here and I don't even know what happened in 4 hours has gone by. So, yeah, I love that technique of just having your own calendar, maybe proactively scheduling time blocks, or at least writing down, you know, and taking inventory of, no, this is, I worked on my marketing for 2 hours and, you know, my business plan or, you know, those kinds of things. So yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, yeah. And Gary, you're obviously an expert at helping retirement aged people gain clarity around what's next for them after retirement and put together a plan for them that gets them there. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, I'd love to say, yeah, no problem. I have 100% conversion rate.
And then I just say, okay, Gary, you take it.
Okay, next.
You run the show.
but you're right. This is very different, you know, from being in the corporate technology and requirements and design, that type of stuff, to a client enrollment or sales conversation. And you know, this has really been an evolution for me. I mean, early on, you know, I really thought I needed to sell and to convince and to encourage and really, really push. But gradually, I probably went and talked to myself in the mirror again. But I came back and I started to say, let's view this strategy call or a consultation or whatever we call it more as a two-way interview, where the client, potential client, and I looked to say, you know, what is it you're concerned with? What's the core concern? And then I ask those questions and dig a little deeper to find out what is there something behind the first question. And then we spend some time just talking about, you know, could we be good partners, collaborators, and moving forward to help you get more clarity of purpose and building a sustainable action plan. And, you know, it sounds like, okay, if I just do that, everything's cool. I slip into teacher mode sometimes, or if I get really excited and I start just blurting out details. And so it's an ongoing battle of really understanding the purpose of that call and what my role is and what their role is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, that's really understandable. And you're definitely not alone in that kind of, again, I hate to be harping on this same word that you brought up, but the boundaries. Okay, the boundary between, okay, what is this call all about? Is it a coaching session or is it a, you know, let's assess and I'm going to propose a game plan. And if we see alignment between, you know, your vision and my plan, then let's do this versus going into what I think you first started describing as, I don't want to, you know, be a sales guy. And nobody wants to be sold to. And it's interesting. What is that all about, really? Because in that context, being salesy and feeling like they're being sold to, that at the core of that is a disconnect. And that disconnect is why they're there, the prospective client, and what you're offering them are completely disconnected. And then that's when it turns into a pressure or a force or having to use hype to try to you know, fill the, you know, prime the pump with, okay, well, I guess I need this. You know, you're trying to build a case around the fact that they need it. No, in this situation, if you've done your marketing in a way or gotten yourself out there in a way that lets people fully understand what it is that you do, then they're showing up at this call ready to hear, you know, okay, this is what I'm struggling with. What can you do about it, Gary? And keeping those boundaries around, okay, this is what we're going to talk about, is how to go about this. Because I'm guessing your work is probably more complex than a single 45 minute session, right?
Tad bit, yes.
Yes. A tad bit, because there has to be a whole lot of work, inner game work and planning and clarity and discerning what, you know, is this the thing that brings you, you know, fulfillment? All this stuff. It takes a long time to go through all that. So when you do enter into kind of a coaching, you put on that coaching hat in this call, you're doing them a bit of a disservice, because they're not going to be achieving that long-term end result. And so that helps you kind of shore things up as well, as just understanding, you know what, if I do go into coaching mode, it's really not serving anybody here. So keeping a clear plan as to what the intention of the call is, what our next steps are, and if you're ready to get started, then let's book our first session. So does that help at all? I feel like I've talked to what are a couple things that you brought up, but I want to make sure this is landing.
Yeah, it does really make sense. It clarifies what I was fuzzy about and just kind of puts it in words that I can go, okay, this is the key, this is the focus. And I think I like the words you're talking about, role and boundaries. That really helps set things up, because I was starting to understand that the biggest problem in the sales process, it's not really the sales call. If I do a much better job ahead of time, then, you know, they understand what we're getting ready to talk about. And like you say, it's not pressure. It's more of an alignment and a refinement type of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Bringing the details into it. So perfect. Well, hopefully that shed a little bit different perspective on how that conversation can best serve both of you. And you'll have more clarity around that. So yeah, great. And, you know, Gary, I'm curious here. We have just been, you know, sustaining ourselves through the pandemic. Speaking of sustained changes, we have been under this really upheaval that has impacted so many aspects of our lives. But I'm thinking top of my mind are the corporate employees that we've heard about. My gosh, there have been massive furloughs. I have lots of friends and family who have opted for early retirement because it was looking kind of dismal. And so things have really impacted careers. Can you speak a little bit to how the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
Well, it's really driven home to me how important it is to have a plan. And sometimes when you get a call on Monday morning, you don't have time to have a plan. I'm not talking about the financial plan, but, you know, what am I going to do next week? And, you know, and there's a lot of folks that have been just either, like you said, been furloughed or taken early retirement and whatever. And unfortunately, a lot of them think that, well, if I've talked to my financial advisor and I've got my 401k and I've got that stuff squared away, I'm good. That's not true. And so I've had a lot more conversations with people to help them understand that, yes, there's going to be a honeymoon period and you're going to be out and you're going to like the guy I talked to, he's going to clean out his garage 17 times and whatever, but he's eventually going to come to, you know, what's now moment, you know, what am I going to do? And that's been a really good segue to help people understand that now more than ever, they have a responsibility to choose what they want to do, to choose what their future looks like. And then how do they go about getting there? And that's really tied into how I help people of how do you choose what you're going to do? How do you evaluate what you need to do? And then how do you actually go about doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess that's what I'd love to hear a little bit more specifics around, you know, how do you work with corporate people who are ready to retire or are newly retired? And they do want to create that exciting life. They don't want to just be doing the honey-do list and kind of get caught up on the painting and the, you know, fix the squeaky chair and oil the the hinge and, you know, they're ready, what, you know, to create that exciting life for their next chapter. Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah. And again, you know, being the process guy, I think in threes and that type of thing. So I have triangles, three sets of triangles, that kind of stuff. But the core thing that we have to get out of, you know, each other, and as I work with clients, is to really deal with this loss of identity from, what do you do for a living? Well, I am a senior VP of XYZ. Well, now you're not. And so now what are you going to be? And so let's take a look at, you know, first of all, you know, appreciate what your career has done and what you've done and what you've been good at, that type of stuff. And then, you know, a little mindset work of, you know, reactivating your dreams of what it is you want to do, what have you always wanted to do. Now you have some opportunities. And then I go through what I call the so that exercise. And what the so that exercise is, you know, for example, let's say that if for some reason, you know, they come down to my primary focus of what I really want to do, you know, for the next, you know, several weeks and months, is I want to get in a really, really good shape. You know, that's a classic one a lot of folks say. And right. So I said, okay, so I want to get in really good shape. And then I say, okay, so that what? I want to get in good shape focuses on me, but so that I can inspire other people my age to get in shape. Mm-hmm. And that really supercharges their purpose. And so it allows them to have an inner focus, but then an outward focus. And then with that at the core of what their mission is going to be for a while, that's what my retirement mission focus on. Then we go look at what skills you have and take inventory, what you know how to do and how can you combine those skills? And then what do you need to learn and do? And then basically, how do you challenge your mindset to say, okay, I can get in shape, but helping others, I don't know if I can do that. Well, yes, you can. You've held meetings, you run projects. You can, you know, how do you go about doing that? And really challenge your mindset. And then your daily routine is built around simply, what are the tools that I have and what tools do I need to create or to acquire, and, you know, skills and networks and relationships, and how do I do that in a consistent way? And so really the philosophy is once you focus in on your purpose and understand what you want to do, everything else gets filtered down from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. It all starts lining up, and that's where that clarity comes in.
Well, it's classic technology. If you don't have a clear definition of the problem, you're going to spend a lot more money not solving it.
Right. Yeah. I love that. How you're really tapping into your genius zone with your corporate, you know, role, your technology and your process oriented brain, and you're bringing it into a problem solving mode or capacity within, you know, helping people with the real life applications. Yeah. For themselves. Yeah, that's great. I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, first of all, my website is myretirementmission.com.
Okay.
And there I have two things for you. First, I've developed a kind of a fun exercise to get the taste of what this purpose-driven action approach is like. And I created this wonderful guide, and I created the longest title possible. It's how to create an exciting and meaningful retirement in 3 Easy Steps. And okay. I take you through just kind of a journaling exercise, kind of a mini life cycle of the overall process to help you get a taste of what purpose and action feel like. And so, you know, you download it, print it out, grab a cup of coffee and a pen and have some fun. But the thing that I've had people talk to me as they work through that is that they came out of there and I asked them for what's one action you're going to do to help move yourself towards your purpose that you thought about. And they said, that's exhilarating. It gives me something to focus on. And so I really encourage you to, you know, to go up there and you go up to my website. There's big red buttons around this, and, you know, download your free guide, that type of thing. And just take some time and you know, and write down some answers and think about it. But the goal there is that you're going to come away with what's one thing I can do, and that, you know, success breeds success. And that's what I really want people to get that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. So that is, I think I got the name, Gary, So how to create an exciting and meaningful retirement in 3 easy steps.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, yeah, awesome. And that sounds like it is really illuminating, you know, for somebody to go through that process that obviously you have taken a lot of time and thought through diligently and created this opportunity for people to do that self-reflection and really come up with then that one action step, you know, the first action step that will move you forward in realizing that. So yeah, fantastic. Now this is on your website, which right. I believe you shared is myretirementmission.com, correct?
Yep. And then if you like that, or if you want to talk, there up in the menu item, there's this very unique tab that says chat with Gary. And so you can chat with Gary and just get up and you know, set up a 30-minute call together. And that's not just, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's that we'll try to talk through a little bit about your 3 easy steps. Where are you? Are you prepared to change? You know, are you ready to, you know, because sometimes we're upset, but we're not ready to change. And so we've got to make sure that that's part of the collaboration and ready. And we have that chat and we have an offer value to see if I can help answer some more questions or reflect back to you what you're saying. And if we want to work together, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, great. So that also is a separate tab that will be easy to find. Chat with Gary. And so that gives them the opportunity to, through Zoom or whatever format, to have a conversation with you for, sounds like 30 minutes, where you can really talk through those 3 easy steps and really gain clarity around, you know, where you're at, where you want to go, and what's next. So yeah, that's great. Well, thank you for offering both of those things. Very valuable resources that you have created for our listeners. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, Gary, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, this is a great question, and this is something that I probably don't go in front of the mirror and ask myself this, but yeah. But I think the nugget that I want to get across is get rock solid on your why. And I want you to think about your ideal client and what their problems are and how those problems will affect them in the future. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to imagine 2 futures. The first one is where you succumb to the imposter syndrome and you curl up and you say nothing. My question is, what happens to them then? Mm. Right. That's that one. And then the second one, imagine, and that, you know, to use your words, realize what your zone of genius is and how it can help them. And then you spend your time with them and empower them to make that type of transformation that they really need. And then how is their life now? Mm-hmm. And so let that really sink in. You know, you have the power to really impact another person's life for the better. And I think when you have that at your heart, and that the focus at the core of what you do, you know, there's going to come all sorts of garbage, but you're going to remember, I don't want them to live a life that's based on me curling up and hiding.
Right. Yeah. No, that's powerful, because we do kind of forget about the ripple effect, right? And, you know, I think this really lines up with that one. I think it was a question or a process that is part of your approach, where I want to blank so that blank, and really understanding the bigger purpose, it's beyond just us. There is a ripple effect. And what about our ideal clients who, because, you know, we face this challenge or this hurdle that probably is difficult, or we faced, you know, we've looked in the mirror and said, why you, you know, who are you? And started self-doubts creeping in from who knows where. And then we, you know, forget, well, what about the people that I can actually help and where they're going to end up? So yeah, I love that. That is powerful, powerful wisdom that you just shared with us. Thank you so much, Gary.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, Gary, it has just been so great hearing about your journey from your work for 39 to 40 years. I'm not clear which one that is, but a long time in corporate, your corporate, you know, career, where you were obviously making a huge difference in your technical role and probably as an advisor in that capacity, to the impactful work you're now doing as a life advisor, helping people who are retirement age professionals who figured out the money part of the retirement, but not quite the living part, create that exciting plan and that clarity around what's next. So I really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
And thank you for having me. I really appreciate the time and the opportunity to talk. So,
yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Gary Wilkin through his website, and that is myretirementmission.com, and navigate through and find that button that will allow you to download his guide, which is how to create an exciting and meaningful retirement in 3 easy steps. So like he said, grab a cup of coffee and do some nice looking in the mirror for yourself. And sounds like through his guidance, and I'm sure it'll bring a lot of clarity around what that ideal next step looks like that brings that sense of excitement and passion and that one action step that will move you forward. So as well as navigate through and look for that link where you can schedule a time to chat with Gary. Grab that 30-minute call with him to talk about that 3-step process and obviously gain some incredible clarity around what really is important to consider about that next important chapter. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Gary Wilkin. And as always, here's to your success.